Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. When we use the term scripture, we are referring to the Old and New Testaments. However, when Paul was writing, much of the New Testament had yet to be written. Indeed, it wasn't until the year AD 382 that the Council of Rome made a firm decision as to which book should be included in the Bible. So what did Paul mean when he referred to all scripture? He certainly meant more than just the Old Testament. In his first letter to Timothy, he brought together a verse from Deuteronomy and a saying of Jesus, referring to them both as scripture. We can't be sure in what form Paul had the sayings of Jesus, but he was fully aware of them. We're in the privileged position of having both Testaments neatly bound together in one volume, and we can confidently regard Paul's words as applying to both. What I find interesting in these verses is that Paul makes it clear that the scriptures shine a light on what is right, but also inform us what is wrong. Nobody enjoys being told that they're wrong, but God loves us so much that he doesn't hold back from telling us when we need to be corrected. As the writer to the Hebrews put it, the word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. It always gets to the point. Because it's so precisely powerful, it's able to equip us for every good work. Those who merely see the Bible as beautiful literature have missed the point. The Bible equips us to live our whole lives to the full. So let me ask you a question. What are some of the encouragements and challenges that you've learned from the Bible? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you speak so clearly to us from the Bible. Help us to listen with care to all that you have to say. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.